This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Away and not hear yourself, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know I say it all the time, and I repeat it because it's like the Sesame Street thing, right? The more you say it, the more people remember it. But I want you to get informed. Because if you get informed, when you sit down and talk to these, yeah, those people, these people, whatever people, it works out. It works out so much better. And you don't have to go back later and go, oh, you know, what I told you last week, yeah, I wasn't quite right. I hate that. I hate having to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. God, I got so many stories I want to get through. We've already talked about the kangaroo court, right? Actually, I wish we'd stop calling it a kangaroo court. It really is nothing more than, you know, one of those communist courts, right? They've already got it figured out. They're already putting the guillotine together. And they've got it. They've got it figured out. So why believe for a second that this is true? You had no representation from the other side. Absolutely none. Do not talk to me about Cheney and the other fellow. I'm not interested. They're not Republicans by any stretch of the imagination. The only reason they're Republicans is because their area was very Republican and they needed to come off that way. They've done nothing to show what their Republican colors were all about. Absolutely nothing. Right, so again, you stop and think. Think about what they're doing. Think about what you need to say. And when people question you, on the J6 committee, push back on them. Say, really, bipartisan? How? I mean, put it back on them. You made that comment, Mr. Smith. You telling me it was a bipartisan? How do you figure? Because the people we chose, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't allow on there. She didn't want Jim Jordan on there.
No.
Because he would have backed her in the corner. Right? Anyway. Now remember, the borders are secure. Just, you got to believe what the White House, got to believe what the government tells you. An El Paso mayor nearly walks out with the microphone. He's about had it. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, Oscar Lesser, nearly walked out of the press conference with a microphone after being challenged on why the city delayed declaring a state of emergency with Title 42 right around the corner. Set to expire, right? Now, you know as well as I do We've heard it over and over and over again. Can we just be honest about this? The reason he delayed was because the White House asked him to delay. Probably begged him to delay to a big degree. One reporter asked city officials about migrants coming up through the manholes even as recently as the day before. City manager Mario DiAgostino confirmed that the city had seen videos of migrants coming up through manholes, running across the border, then across the highway. He explained the difficulty was figuring out how the migrants were going to get through and then asking for an increase in patrols in those areas. It's amazing. Now, by having an increase in patrols, the city ran, or the city can then get a consensus of how many people are coming through by way of the sewer. But look, this is these people are willing to do that to get here. Right? Just amazing. And the fence that we've put up, the barrier that we've put up on the border, first of all, in some places it's never been painted, so it's rotting away. Not being maintained properly. Rotting away, yeah, you heard me. Then we've got a bunch of them just laying there. Now, there's got to be a way to fix this. There's got to be something in the law, surplus law, because there is, at the state level, I can tell you, if there's equipment, a product that's not being used, and you have no immediate use for it, and it could do what this stuff is doing, which is rotting away, there's a way to make it so that you would have to put it up for sale and or give it to another agency that wants it. See, once it's paid for, right? So we got all these sections of fence. Anyway, it's just irritating. Now, the El Paso is a town located along the U.S.-Mexican border, for those of you who live in your mom's basement. They see more and more and more of an influx of migrants into the community. They're experiencing a surge of migrants. And when Title 42 hits, now, it's been temporarily... Chief Justice Roberts, is not allowing it to expire. Not for the moment, anyway. And it's a Trump-era immigrant. You know, I think what it boils down to, honestly, guys, anything that Trump did that made sense, that works or worked, they don't want any part of. That's what I see. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Good luck. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. That's the only way we win is when you're part of the solution. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Still got time to order stuff before Christmas. That's right. Christmas. Not Xmas. Not holidays. Whatever. You know my joke. On Valentine's Day in February, which has more holidays than December. When you look at your loved one across the table, just say, Happy Holidays, honey. See how that works out for you. Seriously. Just curious. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Yes, it is Christmas. Racing fans voiced outrage over the weekend after NASCAR posted a Happy Holidays tweet on Saturday. To all celebrating this month, we wish you a safe, joyous holiday season. The Sports Corporation tweeted, along with accompanying picture reading Happy Holidays from NASCAR. Why can't you say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from NASCAR? Why is that so bad? Right? What are you afraid of? Now you got everybody. And you actually have the meaning of the day there. According to Breitbart News, shortly after NASCAR's seemingly innocuous tweet, a stream of criticisms flooded in from racing enthusiasts. One sarcastic response said, I think you meant to say Merry Christmas, Christ in capitals. Another Twitter user wrote, it's Merry Christmas, sincerely, a Muslim. Merry Christmas to all my NASCAR libs who manage this account. Another Twitter user wrote, "This is what it, go after them. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them just slide by. Seriously. That's what we do. We go, okay, it's not a big deal. Does it mean to say, yeah, it does. To some of us, it does. And we always hear that if it offends one person, if one person feels, you know, one person feels bad over it, we shouldn't do it. Well, I feel bad over it. Am I a person? Am I willing, you know, am I worth the time? I got to ask. This is what I'm talking about. This is how ridiculously crazy this is, or has become, I should say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, I know, I, you know, I get off on these tangents. I don't mean, well, I kind of mean to, but I really don't mean to. I'm talking about Justice Thomas, you know, lifting the, or not lifting, but holding in place a Title 42 ruling, what Trump put in place. They just hate everything he did that worked. Then you have the city manager, Mario DiAgostino, a Democrat in a Democrat-run city, screaming that they can't handle it, they can't take it. The White House isn't helping them dollar-wise either. They can't handle it. I love all these Democrat states or cities or whoever that are now screaming, hey, we can't handle this. They expected everybody else to do it, didn't they? They got mad at the Texas governor and a few other governors, Ducey and so on. Right? Because they were screaming about how they couldn't handle it financially. After being questioned about funding and the city's handling, sometimes disagreeing with the city manager, DiAgostino, right, he decided to, you know, move, just end the press conference. You know, the reality here, there's only so many times you can answer the same question. If either the city official is going to answer it, he's not going to answer it. Right? And you asking it 15 more ways isn't going to change anything. So I'm one of those guys who says, look, you ask it 3 or 4 times, they won't answer the question, move on, but keep feeding them with questions that you know they're not going to answer, can't answer, or look like fools if they give the real answer. I'm okay with all of that. And it works. Because they see you coming and they go running in the other direction. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Well, here's one for you. The Vatican defrocks, pulls the priesthood from a pro-life priest. Didn't do anything wrong. The Vatican has defrocked Father Frank Pavone, who has been described as the most vocal Catholic priest in America for the pro-life movement. Now, the move has shocked many conservative Democrats, conservative Catholics, which actually, frankly, you shouldn't even use that word with anybody in a religious organization, if you would. Somebody who truly believes in God. There's no such thing as conservative or liberal. You follow God's word or you don't. Past weekend, Catholic News Agency revealed a full text of a letter that the Archbishop Christopher Pierre, the apostolic nuncio to the United States, addressed to U.S. bishops, declaring that Pavone, head of the Priests for Life, had officially been removed from the priesthood. Right? I mean, he was stripped of his religious title and powers. Now, Father Pavone was given ample opportunity to defend himself in the canonical proceedings, and he was given multiple opportunities to submit himself to the authority of his diocese. His diocesan bishop explains a separate statement attached to Peter's letter. In other words, he could have defended himself to the local bishop. Bishop had and him had not been getting along for quite some time. They've actually tried to remove him a dozen times before that. Now, the letter alleges that Pavone was guilty of persistent disobedience of the lawful instructions of his diocesan bishop, and for blasphemous communication on social media. Although, look at his stuff. What's a blasphemous? Where in any of those, did he say Christ wasn't Lord? Christ wasn't God? Christ wasn't part of the Trinity? Whatever. He does it, not one time. So what they consider blasphemous must be a political statement. Letter doesn't spell out anything that he was disobedient on, or identify what the communication was. Right? Now, many supporters came running to his aid. One said the blasphemy is that this holy priest is canceled while an evil president promotes the denial of truth and the murder of unborn at every turn. That's according to Bishop Joseph Strickland of the Diocese of Tyler in Texas. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You know, this really, you can't even figure this out. You couldn't write this as a sitcom. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol says former President Trump should be criminally referred to the Department of Justice.
That said, the subcommittee does not attempt to determine all of the potential participants in this conspiracy, as our understanding of the role of many individuals may be incomplete even today.
Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, the committee says Trump should face four criminal charges: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, providing false statements, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. A winter storm could disrupt Christmas travel plans this week. A powerful system will make its way across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions leading up to the holiday weekend. It is expected to bring snow, rain, and high winds. In the central U.S., sub-zero wind chills and bitter cold will set in by Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you win. That's how you make it happen. You make it come together. I mean, we're talking about Father Frank Pavone and how he was removed from the priesthood, right? I mean, unreal. Removed from the priesthood because of his, basically, if you boil it down, because of his stance on pro-life. And, even calling out the president a couple of times. And some of the bishops here in the country are on board with him. Bishop Joseph Strickland of the Diocese of Tyler, Texas, he wrote that the Vatican officials promoted immorality and denial of the positive faith, and priests promote gender confusion, devastating lives. That's the evil. Right? And the real blasphemy is that this holy priest is canceled while an evil president promotes the denial of truth and the murder of unborn at every turn. What has my Catholic friend? Feel free to call it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I grew up a Catholic boy. Was an altar boy. Yeah, I was an altar boy. Yep. In his letter, Pierre wrote that the decision was issued by the prefect of the, I can't pronounce half this stuff, dicastery for the clergy. On November 9th, Pavone, a frequent guest on Newsmax, told CNA Saturday that he hadn't been notified about the Vatican's ruling, nor did he indicate what charges Pierre was referring to. In a 1 hour and 40 minute video on Sunday, Pavone, still wearing priest collars, said that he had been persecuted in the church for decades and decided his critics is the dumbest in the world. They are. I mean, the man has done nothing wrong. Look, forgive me, but the church covered up sexual abuse by priests for decades. And don't forgive me, I'm just saying, I'm not going to paint all priests as pedophiles. I refuse to do that. I grew up in a Catholic church, I told you. Right? I was an altar boy. I hung out with the priests. Nobody ever approached me, touched me in any way like that. Never. That doesn't mean it hadn't happened to other kids. Doesn't mean it didn't happen at all. But it didn't happen to me. So you can't say it's just what they are, because they're not. Now, Pavone is coming to fire in the past over his statements in support of former President Donald Trump, actions he's taken as a leader of the pro-life movement. Look, he has made comments which are 100% true. We've never had a more pro-life president. We've never had a more pro-religious, if you would, or religion president, or religious freedom, I'll put it that way. We've never had a more pro-Israel president. So what's the problem here? Now, according to canon law, priests are forbidden from activity participating in political activities without permission from their bishop. Well, the problem is that most bishops, most Catholic hierarchy are Democrats. Because I've also been sold a line that Democrats care about the people. Pavone served on Trump's campaign outreach positions in 2016. He was co-chair of the former president's pro-life coalition. And in November 2016... he filmed a video at the Priest for Life headquarters in support of Trump, which included laying the body of an aborted fetus on what appeared to be an altar. Bishop Patrick Zurich of Amarillo, where Pavone is assigned, said that he would investigate the incident, calling it a desecration of the altar. Well, when you don't fight against it, then are you not for it? Well, come on, honestly. If you're not coming out in your church, in your pulpits, against this kind of killing, then you're for it. Some of the ones are, no, Joe, you're not supposed to judge those. Oh, yes, you are. The Bible is very specific about judging evil. It's used plenty of times in the New Testament. You know, I used to tell you guys where to go look for this stuff. Not anymore. Go find it yourself. The investigation found that the film did not take place at an altar, and Pavone told Newsmax that the matter had been resolved several years ago. In 2020, Pavone stepped down from his position with Trump's election campaign, but again he faced confrontation with Zurich before the 2020 election over his social posts. Again, why can't he? Why can't he call out evil? Is he supposed to be quiet? In one Twitter post, Pavone spoke of supporters of this goddamn loser Biden, his words, not mine, and his morally corrupt, America-hating, God-hating Democrat Party. I'm sorry, I'm confused here. I really am. I'm confused. From a Catholic, biblical, scriptural standpoint. Right, not the secular world. I'm talking from a biblical standpoint. They are morally corrupt. They're morally bankrupt. Believe in killing kids outside of the womb, during birth, leaving a child on a table to die because it was able to fight through and survive an abortion. Right? Taking God out of their platform. I mean, I could go on and on and on. What would you call something like that? God-loving group? No. Pavone referred to the episode in his Sunday video saying, I used the word God in response to somebody in a tweet, and for that they want to throw me out of the priesthood. The Amarillo Diocese, at the time, issued a statement disavowing his comment, saying that he had used scandalous words, not becoming of a Catholic priest. Wow. They need to go look at their own history. They need to go look at their own history, their own saints. Saints that were canonized by popes gone by. By bishops gone by. Some of them were pretty violent people. And you want to talk about violence? What about their own Saint Paul and Peter? Let's go back and look at their lives. Look at what they did. All in the name of Christianity, if you would. Standing up for Christ. The Vatican statement released this week and referred to Pavone as a layperson now, and as Mr. Pavone, and said that Priest for Life is not affiliated with the Catholic Church anyway. Pierre claimed that the Vatican's decision was final. There was no chance for appeal. Wow. Couldn't even defend himself. They said he could, but but Father Frank said, no, I was not given that opportunity. Now, the journalist who covers the Vatican told Newsmax that the denial of the appeal indicated the Pope himself had decided to retire Pavone, if you would. It fits with the Pope's view of the Church. Francis wants to diminish the pro-life movement and reduce the status of traditional Catholics in its institutions. It's true. Right? And it's funny because a single word, please excuse me, using the word goddamn, when can you, when can't you? Can I not say something along the lines of, you know, goddamn those baby killers? I mean, he already has in the sense that you don't accept Christ, you are damned. But how can one say they love, understand and accept Jesus and rip babies apart piece by piece? We have more concern on killing inmates that have mass murderers, that have killed people in horrendous ways while they were still alive, you know, or still aware, and we're worried about them feeling pain and death. Think about what a society we've become. We want to make sure that if they're put to death by injection, that the first injection numbs them and calms them down. So they don't really know what's going on and they're calm during the process. And yet you can watch video of these babies trying to get away from the tongs getting ready to rip them apart in the womb. I'm sorry. You got to be a special stupid to think that's okay. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Yeah, you hope so. Joe Pizzeria, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah. I know, I'm stretching it out on purpose. I think it's deserving of it. They have removed Father Frank Pavone from his priestly duties. Find it interesting that a church that should be teaching about life, protecting life, is actually removing a priest, that's all he's doing. Right? Now, many priests have crossed the line on both politics and defined church teachings with little or no pushback from the Vatican. You don't hear about it. Not a big deal. It happens from time to time. Father James Martin, editor of the Jesuit magazine America, embraced same-sex unions and consistently advocates against church teachings on homosexuality and traditional marriage, even though it's scripturally sound. Martin's advocacy has been met with alarm by some of the church hierarchy, but not the Pope. I find it necessary to emphasize that Father Martin does not speak with authority on behalf of the church. And to caution faithful about some of his claims, Archbishop Charles Chaput of Philadelphia. This was back, he wrote that back in 2019. Martin's been embraced by Pope Francis, right? And again, with all due respect to my Catholic friends, the Pope, your Pope, is a socialist. I mean, sincerely, he is a socialist. I mean, based on the way he grew up and what he saw, I don't know, maybe this one pushed him in that direction, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Nowhere. Yes, we are supposed to feed the sick. Yes, we are supposed to take care of the hungry. We're supposed to take care of the widows and orphans, not the state. You are not to compel the state. We are compelled to go out and take care of these people. You with your checkbook, not you with my checkbook. And the Bible is very specific about same-sex couples, about abortion, about all of that. Martin has been embraced by Pope Francis, hello, who met with the controversial cleric last month, previously praised his work against traditional church teachings, encouraging his ministry, urging him to continue this way. So, they're not just church teachings, they're church teachings. Look, I'm not sticking up for the Catholics, I'm not sticking up for the Pope either. I'm sticking up for God's Word, that's what I'm sticking up for. Martin has also been active politically. He's been a harsh critic of President Trump, calling his administration immigration policies insane, sinful, and close to obscene. Pope was okay with that. Right? Why would the Pope, you know, basically fire Pavone? The Pope has made many, many, many moves to undermine the Church's traditional stand on not just protecting the unborn, but protecting marriage. Protecting against sin, if you would. You know, I mean, really funny how these people, they're okay with money. Look at what he lives in. What are they? They're probably one of the most richest organizations on the planet. Earlier this year, Francis welcomed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the Vatican. Now, this was shortly after her local San Francisco Archbishop, Salvatore Cordeleone, he banned her from receiving communion. And it's not just for supporting abortion, it is for pushing abortion. Shortly after, Francis not only allowed Pelosi and her husband to receive communion at his Mass, but bestowed a blessing on the couple. Now, Corleone was not publicly criticized by the Pope. Francis took the unusual step of passing over the Archbishop to the College of Cardinals, awarding the position to Archbishop of San Diego. See, politics in the church too, huh? Right? It's just, again, just amazing. When the church doesn't take a stand on Roe versus Wade. The Pope never came out and said, this is great. This is another step towards protecting life. No. This is why you should never listen to a man. Again, not putting, for my Catholic friends, I'm not putting your Pope down. I mean, I'm calling out the truth, but I'm not putting your Pope. The Bible is very specific about not putting your trust in a man, but putting your trust in Christ. We don't follow a man. You can say the Pope is a connection between, I remember in the church, right? The Vicar of Christ. The connection to Christ. Can you really sit back in your chair? A bunch of men chose him, remember. A bunch of men chose him, basically saying they were guided by the Holy Spirit. And here they voted in a man who believes in many things that are 180 degrees from Scripture. Right? Anyway, I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-GROWN-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Pavone will never really leave the priesthood in his heart. It's not a piece of paper. You know, if it was that simple. Well, it's not just a piece of paper. These guys, in most cases, they live it, and they live it for God. They don't live it for any other reason. Look, there's no upside in today's world to be a priest. Absolutely none. Right? And to show you how sick the left is, how demented and deranged they can be, Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti, former mayor, excuse me, he was brought up on sexual harassment allegations. Now, again, with Joe Biden, with anybody to the left, when they're accused of sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, do the women ever really get a fair trial? Do the women ever really get a chance to tell their story? Honestly. Tell me who and when. Right? And Joe Biden, what does he do? He nominates him to be the next U.S. ambassador to India. So the White House totally ignores his sexual harassment accusations. Doesn't really care. It's a priority, continues to be a priority for us. Mayor Garcetti is well qualified to serve in his vital role, according to Karine Jean-Pierre. What makes him qualified? In all sincerity, what makes him qualified? Now, the matter she's talking about, referred to, is pending a lawsuit against Rick Jacobs, Garcetti's former chief of staff. Jacobs is also being accused of sexual harassment in the form of inappropriate comments, unwanted kissing, touching, sexual advances against a male LAPD officer. The officer was assigned to Garcetti's security detail, as well as male reporters. It just, you know, again, these people, it doesn't stop for them. Right? Chuck Grassley opened a Republican opened an investigation into the matter during his office, conducting interviews with 15 witnesses, examining 26 depositions. Right? Grassley's investigative staff concluded that Garcetti knew, should have known, but knew that his senior advisor was harassing men. Why nothing happened? I don't know. Why? Because they don't care. Now, come on, let's be honest with you. They just don't care. It never stops. Right? We had to wear masks. They didn't. We couldn't be with large groups, but they could. You have to sit there and scratch your head. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The White House, we'll talk about this more in the next hour, trying hard to try to explain what is Kamala Harris doing about immigration. Nobody seems to know. Not even her team seems to know. Detransitioning becomes a growing choice among young people after gender-affirming surgery. Remember, there were no young people. Remember, we were told? Now we're finding girls in early teens, 14, 15, and 16, stepping forward, wanting to detransition. They were lied to and devastated that they can't have kids. How does that happen? How do you parents let that happen? I got to know. You look at your little Jane or Johnny and decide, well, they're miserable. I'll let them have the operation and we'll see what happens. Are you for real? This is why I say, we got to the point where parents don't want to be parents anymore. They want their kids to feel good. They want to do everything to be their friend. Useless. Just useless. Thomas here, your host. Don't go far. You got me next hour. We got so much to talk about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.